The people in our lives who go the extra mile to brighten our days and help us get through the tough times. Colleen Carew's local legends.
Hello, hello. Father Dowsis, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
You're the very first priest I've ever talked to.
Really?
On this here radio station, yes.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Now, do you start off your interviews with, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Generally, I started with, our second collection today will be for...
I hear, well, you're talking to a nice Irish Catholic girl, 12 years in Catholic school, and...
Oh my gosh, where did you go to Catholic school?
I went to Prince George's County, I went to St. Bernard's.
In Riverdale.
In Riverdale, and then high school was Pilates in Laurel.
Oh my gosh, I love that school. Do you know Sue Weedle? She was in the religion department since the time Jesus was in diapers.
I was going to say, maybe before my time.
No, she was there forever.
Well, you know, the reason I'm talking to you, you're the first 100.7 The Bay local legend. Were you surprised?
Quite.
And you have the red cape and all.
I have the red cape and all. I put it on my cat, and he did not like it.
Speaking of that, that you're the only parish I know that has a mascot, a cat for a mascot, Artemis.
And a black cat. Artemis, right.
And Artemis is on the pulpit?
Artemis got in the church one time, and it took me an hour to find him because he kept running onto the pews.
Oh, he should be part of the service.
Well, I could sprinkle him with holy water, but it probably would sizzle, you know?
That's true.
Like an evil cat.
Has Artemis been baptized?
Oh, many times.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good. So let me ask you, Father Jeff, what put you on the path to the priesthood? What was your calling like?
What was my calling like? Gosh, do you know what? I left home at 13 and went away to a seminary high school. It was in Pittsburgh, and I grew up in Baltimore. I went there specifically because I loved the place. I visited it, and I loved it, but I did not, and I was adamant, I did not want to be a priest. But I did want to go to high school there, partly because it was 6 hours away from my parents, and I thought, how cool is this? I'll be 6 hours away from my parents. I will have total freedom and autonomy.
This is a high school.
It was a high school seminary, yeah. So I went there with an adamant desire to not be a priest, but I really met so many great priests. They were just top-of-the-line guys.
Mm.
They taught us to play sports. They taught me to drive. They were just really human beings. It's the first time I got to know priests as human beings.
Yeah.
By my third year there, I started thinking, you know what? These guys are just human. I could do this.
Right.
Maybe I would like to do this. And they loved the priesthood. They absolutely loved it. So I think just being around them, it kind of caught on in me.
And you have fun doing it, and that certainly shows.
I love it. You know what they say, if you find what you love to do, you'll never do real work a day in your life.
Exactly. But you know what? You've gone above and beyond for sure. A couple of years ago, you donated your kidney. How did that happen?
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
I find out.
You know everything.
How did do it my research.
So a parishioner came up to me, and she said, is it okay if I put an ad in the bulletin because my sister needs a kidney, and I'm not a potential donor because we're not a match. So we're just looking for people to volunteer to be screened. Would it be okay to put that in the bulletin? And I said, oh, my gosh, of course you can put that in the bulletin. I said, and I would myself be very happy to be screened. So I was, and then it turned out that, gosh, we were a perfect match. Like, she could have been my real mother. I said to my mom, did you, like, adopt me? Just be honest and tell me, because this woman could very well be my real mother. We were such a perfect match on almost all the points that they test.
Right.
And then it just worked out great. I told them I have to do it, like, not on Ash Wednesday and not on Holy Week. So pick a time, not on Christmas. So it was about 2 years ago to this day, pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty close to it, like in March. I was only out of work for 2 days.
Mm.
And I was back saying Mass that a few days later, and she is just rocking and rolling with that kidney. She is now active. She's out walking, hiking, not on dialysis anymore. She is doing wonderfully. And she'll send me little postcards from my kidney to tell me what it's been doing.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been going. It is hysterical.
Oh, that's great.
So I'll actually get a postcard from my kidney.
And you feel good, too, still.
Oh, I feel great. I have no adverse effects whatsoever from it.
Good enough to climb a roof and stay on there to raise money.
Right.
Explain what that's all about, a couple
it
months.
It was not long after I got here, actually, right after school started, early in, I think, September. And we were in need of some funds because sister, the principal, wanted a new statue of Mary for the front of the school because the one there is really, just really tiny. She looks like a little Weeble, like a munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
Sister wanted a life-size one, and the whole front of the school needs some refurbishment. But there was no budget money for that. So I said, you know what? I'll go up on the roof, and I'll stay there until we raise the amount we need, which was, I think, $8,000. But we went way over goal, and I didn't even have to stay up all night. I was able to come down at midnight. So it worked out great.
That's great. So what is your next Superman project?
That's a good question. Right now, the biggest thing in the air is getting the parish moving to the gradual reopening from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing I'm excited about is we're having a big parish picnic on June 12th.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have food trucks here. We're going to have Rita's Italian Ice here. And we're going to end the afternoon with Mass outside.
Do you have to be a parishioner to attend?
Nope, you do not. It is open to anyone.
All right.
Just bring a blanket, sit on the grass, and we have a huge, expansive lawn out back. And we're just going to be on that lawn from 2 to 4 for the picnic, and then 4 o'clock for Mass.
And where can people find out more information?
It'll be posted on our website, ihmchurchmd.org. So IHM.
Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Right. The word church. And then MD for Maryland, ihmchurchmd.org.
All right. And now let me ask you one more question. If you had a dream job serving the church, what location, where would you love to be? What's your, maybe a church in Hawaii or? Because I know you've moved to a couple.
Would be a church where they don't have a heating and air conditioning system because they don't need it. I spend more time futzing and worrying about heating and air conditioning issues than any other thing in my life.
Isn't that something?
And no snow. No snow removal. Maybe California, where they have no heat, no air conditioning, and no snow.
But we'd miss you.
I love where I am now. I'm living my dream every day.
Good.
It's a great parish, and I love having a school, and we have Donna Jean, so it doesn't get any better than that.
I'm telling you. And congratulations, our first local legend, Father Jeff Dowses. Thank you so much for taking
Thank
the time
so much,
and for
Kelly.
All you do.
It was wonderful talking with you. God bless you and all your listeners.